Episode 1023, Are You Listening?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you are having a glorious weekend. I know I am enjoying ours. We had, of course, Daddy was here, my husband. And we had a celebration for my little Einstein. He had another birthday, so it was an early birthday party celebration. It is just so awesome to reflect on your blessings. And today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's all about, are you listening? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In the throes of your day, are you listening? Able to hear the whispers in your heart and the screams of your fears? Do you hear what you want to hear, searching only for what supports your desires? Selective hearing is that little program that runs secretly, trying to trip you up and keep you focused only on what you want. Have you ever noticed when you tell your husband a story and, well, you know, listen up here, and he conveniently remembers only what he envisions as important? But gals, we do it too. It answers the question, what will serve me best? Are you listening? Are you listening to everything that's being said? Not just partial, but the whole. I know for me, there are times that I wonder if God is really listening. Does he hear my prayer? Especially when I'm waiting for an answer or direction. He might in turn ask you the same thing. Are you listening? Are you listening with an open heart, a renewed mind and spirit? Bob Goff, who wrote the book Love Does, which, by the way, is an incredible book. So if you want to have a great book to pick up Bob Goff's Love Does. The information's in the show notes. He said, I used to think God wouldn't talk to me, but now I know I'm just selective with what I choose to hear. Are you being your own child? You know, when you ask your child to clean his room and then to make sure they empty out the dishwasher and also maybe feed the dog, and you tell them, you know what, if you clean your room, you get to go to the party tonight. So what part does he hear? Clean my room because I get to go to the party. It's all about me. What serves me? Are you being your own child, selective in hearing only what serves you? James 1:19 says this, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. How quick are you to use the tongue, to lash out and complain when things aren't going your way? Sit on that for a moment. Chew on it. How quick are we to say, God, what about me? I've been praying this prayer for 10 years and you've yet to answer. I've been asking you to heal my marriage and nothing's happening. I feel like I'm doing my part, but, you know, my spouse isn't doing their part. So what do I do? My kids aren't listening to me. I want to lose this weight. I can't pay my bills the way I want to. I want this new job. I need a new car. I want a better house. I want something different, whatever that different is, whatever your wants are. Are you lashing out? Complaining always when things aren't going your way. I beg to ask the question, are you listening? Are you listening to what God wants you to hear? His wisdom, his love, his guidance, his grace. Pull the covers back today. Clear the cobwebs. I mean, it is almost Halloween, so we need to clear the cobwebs just a little bit because you probably have a few extra floating around. But when you pray, think about what you are listening for and the response you desire. Are you trying to put words in God's mouth? Ow, that hurts, doesn't it? It does hurt because I know I've done it. I want things my way. I'm not saying that's a bad thing because we have goals and some of our goals line up exactly with what God wants us to have. sometimes our goals are not that. Sometimes our goals lead us further astray from where God wants us to be headed. You're here at Create Your Now because there is a life out there that you know God is directing you. He has you on a journey. And you're trying to figure out that journey. And we take one day a week to sit here and just reflect. Are you listening? Are you putting words in God's mouth? Are you hearing His wisdom? Are you listening to your own? It's hard, I know. The challenge for you and the reflection this week is be still and know that God is listening. Be still. It's hard for us to be still. Even now, as I'm chatting with you, I'm like, I got to get up and move. I got to write something down. I got dinner to cook. I got a birthday party to finish cleaning up after. I've got a celebration because my husband's home. I can't just be still. But sometimes that's what God wants us to do. So we hear Him. And we don't miss a single word, a single heartbeat, a single feeling and emotion, that gut-wrenching, I'm supposed to go this way and not that way. A tug here that says, I told you so, it's over here. You've been chasing down the wrong path. I need you over there. Be still and know that I am God. God is listening. Are you listening? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Let's have an incredible week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.